credit score is one of the most important numbers you can have as an adult. It can affect your ability to rent an apartment or get a mortgage and the price you pay for that mortgage. In some cases, it might even affect your job prospects if an employer looks it up. Most Canadians still don't understand the full role credit scores play in their lives. Borrowell has been offering credit scores for free for a while. Now it's offering a credit monitoring service for free. Borrowell COO and co-founder Eva Wong joins us now. Hello there.
Hello.
What do Canadians get with this new, this free Equifax credit report monitoring? What's different from the score they got in the past?
Yeah, so the credit score is basically a number that gives you a sense. It's almost like the grade on a report card.
Yeah.
But there wasn't sort of any other backup that we were giving before. And now we have the full report. So it would show you any credit inquiries, any sort of all of your open credit accounts and things like that. So it's basically like all the commentary that your teacher might write on
a
report
card.
Right,
so I get an A in the course, but
that's
Bruce
right.
talks too much in class. And if he could really stop
distracting the others, it was never what they said.
I got good marks, but I was a little disruptive.
Right. Yeah, so this gives the backup. And the number one question that we had from our members was, okay, it's great that my credit score is whatever it is, but why? And what goes behind it? So now we can give a bit more information.
Now, historically, someone could get that credit monitoring. They just would have paid a price for it. Is this the same as what they would have got if they paid for that service from Equifax a year ago?
Yeah, so it's the same credit report that you would otherwise get from Equifax. That's right.
One important thing, we know you're not a not-for-profit. You make
that's
money.
Right.
You're
yes,
in business
that's
to make
right.
money.
That's
How
right.
do you fund this program for people? What's the business model? How does it make sense? Because one of the things you received some criticism on around credit scores for free was people are giving you information, but they're not clear on the transaction that is unfolding.
Yeah, we are trying to be very clear about it. We do pay for the credit report and the credit score from the credit bureau. And that to us is really an investment. It's like a marketing cost. And one of the ways that we make money is that we do have our own personal loan. And then we also recommend other products to the members who get their credit score and credit report for us from us for free.
Right. So you would get marketing messages from Borrowell because you now know more about your consumers and can target stuff to them.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, the last thing we want to do is spam anybody with like a ton of email messages.
Yep.
People can unsubscribe from those email messages as well if they feel like they're not appropriate to them. But we also have a recommendations engine. We try to be really helpful. So we give tips on how to improve your score and then products that we think would be helpful to people.
With the monitoring, there may be some things that either are a surprise or that are completely inaccurate. What are some of the actions that people can take when they get that report? How frequently do they get it? Is it like
so every month.
Every month. So the email comes, there it is.
Yep.
And if there's some stuff that you don't agree with or that you need to take action on, what do you do?
Yeah. So it really depends on what information is not correct. If there's something to do with your personal information, like your name is misspelled or they've got the wrong birth date, then you can contact Equifax and have them fix that. If there's something to do with an account that you think was should be closed but it's still open, then you can contact the provider. So you can contact the credit card issuer or whoever, the bank, if you think there's something incorrect about the information that they're reporting to the credit bureau.
Tell us more about where the data comes from, because it really is quite a black box for people.
Yes.
We know, I mean, anyone who's alive and alive in today's day and age knows we're being monitored at all times from all sorts of different places. But as it comes to assembling the credit report and the score that is a function of that, where's the data coming from?
Yeah. So if you apply for credit, let's say you apply for a credit card when you're at the store and you get that credit card, let's say it's from the Bay. The Bay will then report back that you applied for the card. They'll report to the credit bureau and they'll give that information to the credit bureau. Bruce, you applied for a credit card. It has a limit of a certain amount and this is how you're using it and whether or not you're making on-time payments. So then all that information is compiled from all the different lenders and banks that are providing the information, and the credit bureau is the one that is then compiling the score and keeping a report of that information.
And that goes to regular monthly transactions too, or at least payment history. So
that's
if
right.
I don't pay, never happens, but if I were to not pay, then that there would be a note sent to Equifax or to TransUnion or whatever.
That's right.
To keep that up to date.
That's right.
there's a difference between hard inquiries and soft inquiries credit.
Yeah.
Do those inquiries show up as a part of the credit monitoring?
So hard inquiries do, but not soft ones. So a hard inquiry is when you actively apply for credit. A soft inquiry is your bank may do an occasional check to make sure that things are still in good standing. If you check your own credit report or your own credit score, and that's the same as if you check that with Borrowell, that's a soft inquiry. It does not affect your credit score, and that kind of thing won't show up.
What would you say to calm people's concerns about privacy?
Yeah.
I always thought – it's not that I don't have sympathy for the concerns about privacy. Those concerns, though, to me, seem to indicate that people have no idea just how much the world knows about them already.
Right.
But anyway, that's a sidebar. What would you say to people who are like, I don't want to set up the credit monitoring because they're going to know so much about me?
Right. So that's definitely a concern that people have, and we try to alleviate that. We use bank level encryption, security and privacy of people's information is top notch. We never share any of people's information with any of our third party providers. That's something that's also something that is near and dear to our hearts is we'll share information about them with you as a member, but we'll never share your information with any other third party.
What do you try and do to provide value add to what is in that report? So, in the old days when you would just literally get like kind of a list. Are you trying to infographic it up or are there emoticons?
Right.
There are
emoticons.
Are
people
there really?
People love the emojis. Yeah. So we do try to make it more accessible and, more friendly in terms of just using everyday language instead of using, like credit report data. We understand a lot of times financial services is scary for people. So we are trying to just make it, really easy to understand for everybody. Today we provide, a nice little chart that tracks your credit score over time and other things. And we're really excited to be rolling out additional information, charts and graphs. And again, really easy color-coded things to show you green is good, yellow, you're okay, red is bad. So again, just to make it really straightforward and easy for people to understand.
Just coming back to the score itself, what should people know about the gradation of good, red, orange, and green?
Yeah.
What matters? I mean, when I got my score, I was kind of annoyed that it wasn't perfect.
Right.
It was good. It was amazing. I mean, I walk the talk in what I do, but I wanted perfect.
Right. So with the Equifax credit scores, it's very hard to have a perfect score. I don't think you can actually get a perfect score. So we've seen the whole
it's like
range.
Gymnastics.
I guess so.
Unless I'm Nadia Comaneci, then I could
gymnastics.
Get a perfect score.
But the score ranges from 300 to 900. We've never seen a 900 score with the credit scores that we give out. So don't feel bad, Bruce. You probably have one of the top scores. And I think the other thing to really reassure people is that 85% of Canadians have a good credit score. So I think if people are worried, it's like, I don't want to get it because I'm afraid it might be bad. Chances are you've got a good credit score, but you can always improve it. So I think, we're giving people tips on what they can do. And sometimes they're pretty easy. And we get great customer feedback of people following our tips and checking and monitoring their score and it going up over time.
In our last 30 seconds, what is the number one tip that you would say is less common, that people wouldn't necessarily know? So there's things that you can do. I mean, just make sure you pay your credit card in full every time. There's kind of mom and apple pie ones. Is there one that you'd think, this is like a new, it's not a Borrowell tip, but I'm bringing it to you. You're welcome.
Yeah, world. No, I think there's one of the major categories is credit utilization, and that's how much of your credit limit you're using. So if you have a $5,000 limit on your credit card and you're using $4,500, that's a very high credit utilization. And that's considered bad. So the lower your credit utilization, the better your credit score will be.
Can you fix that by just going out and getting a massive limit increase on your line of credit?
Yeah, you actually can. So it is just a percentage. I wouldn't go and run up a whole bunch all in one month because that also can be concerning. But anytime you're offered a credit limit increase by someone, you should take it.
Really? I understand from a utilization standpoint, run counter to what I would say because I panic that people are going to
Use it. Yeah. You need to have the self-discipline, but if you can not spend it, then
it's good.
It. Yeah.
Eva, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eva Wong is a co-founder and COO of Borrowell.